Yo, what's good, Stokers? It is a season 3 finale of Stoker's Secrets. I told you to come fast, so don't be mad at me. But it is a season 3 finale of Stoker's Secrets, and today we're talking about a big topic today. We're talking about Christianity and sexuality. So I'm not going to dive in too deep because I'm not a pastor, nor am I somebody who's a leader of the queer community or a sexologist or something like that. So we're going to make today short and sweet. But I just want to say sex isn't a sin. Masturbation is a sin, and fornication is forgiven, but homosexuality isn't. So that doesn't really make sense to me, because how can you fornicate and still be saved, still be a Christian, but then you can't have a boyfriend if you're a guy, and that not be okay? That doesn't make sense to me. You can't rank the sins. You can't rank what's wrong and what's right. Like, it's... because I know, according to the Christian faith, that it is a sin to be homosexual. It says that in the Bible, but I don't see it as a sin because I'm not a Christian. But I do still have spiritual beliefs, but I won't go into that because it's personal. But the reason why I said Christianity and sexuality, because it's such a big thing. Even some people won't even eat a Chick-fil-A because the owner is a Christian. I don't think all Christians are out to get all people of the queer community, but some of them are. We know that's the truth. I've experienced homophobia in my lifetime, and I'm only 22. It's a topic that we're going to talk about more, just overall, whether it be on this show or a different show. It's a topic that needs to be talked about, because Christianity and sexuality can't go together. They just need to balance each other out. So that's what I want to say. I'm going to tell something, say something today. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. And I say guys because there's like close to 90% of my listeners are guys. A percentage is non-binary. Another percentage is female. Another percentage is non-specified. So when I say guys, I mean thank you. And thank you to the women too. And thank you to everybody who's non-binary or who didn't select the choice, who's non-specified. Thank you. Thank you to you too. I'm not going to exclude you because I hate when people exclude people. I'm like, you need to include everybody. So thank you to everybody who listened to Stroker Seekers this season and the past two seasons, the past all three seasons so far, all 38 episodes, of Stroker Secrets. So thank you so much for supporting, because we were canceled. I canceled the show. I was done with the show, but I brought it back because the listeners, the followers, they wanted more. So that's what I did. So thank you guys so much for bringing the show back, because I wouldn't have brought it back without you guys. So we will be back soon. I will tell you that much, because you guys have shown so much support during this season, so much support to this show. I love y'all so much for that. Please keep tuning in. Please keep listening. You can always binge listen. It's never like it's like an on demand situation. So make sure you tune in on all of our social media platforms. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms at Stroker Secrets. And go back and listen. Just click our link tree on Instagram and Twitter. Our link tree is linktr.ee/StrokerSecrets. And you can listen to us on all those platforms on there. You can follow us on there too, on our social media platforms. Don't forget to follow me, your boy, your host, at Luke P. Sanders. And don't forget to stay safe and to stroke often.